This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Census Bureau says more and more of us are moving to the coasts, specifically to what are called coastal areas close to the water. Makes sense because it's nice there, right? But when people do that, they put themselves at risk from severe storms and flooding. The traditional defense has been sand, piling more sand on beaches. But when a big storm hit the East Coast last month, it took down a lot of those dunes along the Delaware coast, leaving residents more vulnerable to the next storm whenever that's going to hit. State officials have once again gone asking for federal funds to fix those dunes, but the price tag keeps going up. From Delaware Public Media, Eli Chen has the story.
A 16-foot dune used to stand at the north end of the boardwalk in Rehoboth Beach. But in October, a nor'easter came along and bit off a few feet. And then a stronger one in January demolished the rest.
Yeah, it's going to pay a while before we get this straightened out.
This is William Frazier. A couple days after the storm, he and two other workers were shoveling sand from the boardwalk onto the beach below. Sand covered the entire boardwalk. Fragments of fences lay crumpled along the beach. Vegetation was uprooted and strewn about. Delaware Senior Senator Tom Carper says this is what storm protection looks like.
But the damage isn't to the boardwalk. The damage is not to the businesses. It's not to the homes. It's not to the streets. It's to the beach, and it's to the dunes, which have done their job.
In the weeks since, officials did find damage to bridges, boardwalks, homes, and businesses. On February 18th, Governor Jack Markell wrote a letter to President Obama asking for more than $2.5 million to help. The destruction worries Tony Pratt, the shoreline administrator for Delaware's Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control. He fears what will happen if another major storm comes along before communities can regroup.
We're going to be even worse, a worse condition than we had coming into this one, because now we have hardly any dune left.
The Army Corps of Engineers has planned to repair dunes along a couple of the beaches later this year, but projects in some of the really battered areas won't start until after the winter of 2017. Since the early 2000s, more than $100 million in state and federal funds has been spent on building up less than 7 miles of prime beachfront facing the Atlantic Ocean. Pratt says that money is well spent.
We say the tourism that exists within Delaware's coast is extraordinarily valuable. If we can maintain these beaches for several more decades, we're going to see tremendous value out of that.
A 2012 report says that Delaware's coastal economy contributes almost $7 billion per year to the state, nearly as much as agriculture. That's because the beaches draw so many visitors every summer. And more of those tourists are staking out real estate claims. More seasonal homes are being constructed and bought. Recently, the value of the home rental market in the county where the most popular beaches are rose past $1 billion for the first time. And more retirees are choosing to settle down here, too. Linda Parkowski is the state tourism director.
Delaware's a little bit laid back. We have some really unique attractions, and our beaches, each one of them has a different flavor to it. So I think once people visit here, they want to come back and experience that.
But as nice as these beaches are in fair weather, they're increasingly vulnerable to storms and rising seas. The beach towns are well aware of these threats. That's why many of them have changed their building codes. For example, the first floor in a new house has to be at least 18 inches higher than the flood level on FEMA's map. But while measures like these and building higher dunes can help protect communities now, local environmentalists believe there needs to be a better long-term, less costly strategy to defend the beaches from storm damage. Coastal scientist Art Trembanis at University of Delaware says the way officials address the public after extreme weather has become like a broken record.
There's often a quick response to say, hey, we did it, we survived in these places, and this defense work survived. And while that's great and that's testament to the fine engineering work that goes into those different defenses, it's a bit like celebrating after surviving the first round of a title fight with Mike Tyson.
Tony Pratt at the Department of Natural Resources knows that eventually it will become more expensive to maintain the beaches than what they're worth. But for now, this is all they can do.
Until that tipping point, we're going to continue doing what we're doing.
Though it's not certain yet how the state will pay for the dune repairs this year. In Rehoboth Beach, I'm Eli Chen for Marketplace.